Wobby, Vikings.com, preseason, Buffalo this evening. Been quite some time, but it's here and we're excited.
It does. It feels good to be back. I mean, this is the slow burn, as you term it, Paul, of the preseason that we very much enjoy. We've seen a lot of stuff at training camp. You know, and training camp is a step up of intensity from the offseason program, and the game against Buffalo is a step up in intensity from training camp. So I'm excited to see if we get affirmation from what we've seen down in Mankato on the field against the Bills.
Yeah, it's preseason football time, beginning with the Bills on the road, Seattle next week, come home for San Francisco, then close it up at home on a Thursday night, late August against the Miami Dolphins. Then we play the New Orleans Saints, September 11th, 6 o'clock game. That is the regular season opener at U.S. Bank Stadium. Game plan up to that week I think is going to be really interesting because of Adrian Peterson. That then, this now. Winning formula, Vikings preseason offense, specifically against Buffalo. If Dalvin Cook plays and plays significantly, what do you want to see from the rookie in preseason games?
I want to see explosive runs. Runs of 12 yards, runs of 16 yards, a run of 20, maybe an explosive reception. We've seen that from him in the offseason program, and we've seen that from him in training camp. Obviously, he did that a ton at Florida State. He was a big play guy, and this offense has been missing some of that punch in the running game and from the running back position because of some injuries to Adrian Peterson and some issues with the blocking. I would love to see some of that from Dalvin Cook against the Bills.
I would imagine most people watching Vikings game plan into this Buffalo game are casual to dedicated Vikings fans. Don't know how many super hardcore fans are out there, but if you are, we're going to pay you right now. Offensive line, rookies, Pat Elflein, Danny Isadora, University of Miami, he plays guard.
Yes.
Through training camp and now with preseason games, how big is this for those guys?
Yeah, it's awesome for those guys because if you think about how long they've been going without playing a meaningful game. I mean, it was a bowl game probably in their last season.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been combine prep, pro day prep, stay in shape and stay fit for the draft and rookie camp, all these things that are important, but they're not games. Finally, these guys get to go out and play another team. They're not banging up against their teammates anymore. And so there's probably a lot of pent-up aggression and physicality for these offensive linemen. They have a demanding coach in Tony Sperano, and they have a head coach in Mike Zimmer who is going to demand more from this position group in 2017. So I'm guessing those guys are very eager to get out there, be aggressive, get physical, and honestly block for Dalvin Cook, block for Kyle Rudolph, block for Stephon Diggs. Those guys enjoy blocking for playmakers, and I think this offense has some guys who can make plays if you can create some space for them.
Winning formula for defense. Had Andre Patterson on the show earlier, one of the best defensive line coaches in the NFL. That defensive line, seriously, it's unbelievable.
The first group is good, the second group is good, and the third group has got some players who could be good. I mean, it is deep, and that's
it's an embarrassment of riches.
It's a fun, it is, and it's a fun position to have depth because you can rotate guys in and out. And the position group that Everson Griffin and Tom Johnson and Linval Joseph and Steven Weatherly and Daniil Hunter go against is the offensive line, which you don't want to rotate.
Love that take.
So you can have fresh bodies going in a game on the defensive line going against an offensive line that is not fresh because they want camaraderie and they want synergy so they're not rotating. And so when you have depth along the defensive line, which the Vikings do, it sets your defense up for a lot of success.
All right, the winning formula specifically for the defense for this Buffalo game, what is it?
Turnovers.
Yeah.
Let's see some turnovers.
Let's get some turnovers in the preseason.
Interceptions, forced fumbles.
Yep. Mackenzie Alexander splashing.
Yes. I mean, this defense has been together for a few seasons now. Mm-hmm. They know the X's and O's. They know where to line up for the most part. The meat and potatoes is good and solid. We've seen it for three seasons. For my money, this is the best defense in the NFL. So let's get splashy. Let's pick a pass off. We had a couple of interceptions in the preseason last year, I believe in Cincinnati, where some rookies got their hands on the football. I want to see that. I want to see splash plays and things we don't see a lot of down in Mankato because we see a lot of fundamentals, a lot of sound play in the preseason. I want to see the playmakers come out.